Log Talk Radio.
Lately I've been tripping and confessing wrong things and messing with my head, but you're caressing, relieving pain, distressing, and instead of concentrating on situations, I'm facing steady pacing and I'm making a move. I'm hesitating.
Good evening. Auntie Carrie, go ahead. You can go ahead and start praying
okay.
First for him.
All right.
First Samuel 6. And the ark of the Lord was in the country of the Philistines 7 months. And the Philistines called for the priests and the diviners, saying, "What shall we do to the ark of the Lord? Tell us wherewith we shall send it to his place." And they said, "If ye send away the ark of the God of Israel, send it not empty, but in any wise return him a trespass offering. Then ye shall be healed, and it shall be known to you why his hand is not removed from you." Then said they, "What shall be the trespass offering which we shall return to him?" They answered, 5 golden emerods and 5 golden mice, according to the number of the lords of the Philistines. For one plague was on you all and on your lords. Wherefore ye shall make images of your emerods and images of your mice that mar the land. And ye shall give glory unto the God of Israel. Peradventure he will lighten his hand from off you and from off your gods and from off your land. Wherefore then do ye harden your hearts as the Egyptians and Pharaoh hardened their hearts when he had wrought wonderfully among them? Did they not let the people go, and they departed? Now therefore make a new cart, and take 2 milch kine, on which there hath come no yoke, and tie the kine to the cart, and bring their calves home from them. And take the ark of the Lord, and lay it upon the cart, and put the jewels of gold, which ye return him for a trespass offering, in a coffer by the side thereof, and send it away, that it may go. And see, if it goeth up by the way of his own coast, to Beth Shemesh, then he hath done us this great evil. But if not, then we shall know that it is not his hand that smote us. It was a chance that happened to us." And the men did so, and took 2 milch kine, and tied them to the cart, and shut up their calves at home. And they laid the ark of the Lord upon the cart, and the coffer with the mice of gold, and the images of their emerods. And the kine took the straight way to the way of Beth Shemesh, and went along the highway, lowing as they went, and turned not aside to the right hand or to the left. And the lords of the Philistines went after them unto the border of Beth Shemesh. And they of Beth Shemesh were reaping their wheat harvest in the valley. And they lifted up their eyes, and saw the ark, and rejoiced to see it. And the cart came into the field of Joshua, a Bethshemite, and stood there, where there was a great stone, and they clave the wood of the cart, and offered the kine a burnt offering unto the Lord. And the Levites took down the ark of the Lord, and the coffer that was with it, wherein the jewels of gold were, and put them on the great stone. And the men of Beth Shemesh offered burnt offerings, and sacrificed sacrifices the same day unto the Lord. And when the 5 lords of the Philistines had seen it, they returned to Ekron the same day. And these are the golden emerods, which the Philistines returned for a trespass offering unto the Lord: for Ashdod 1, for Gaza 1, for Ashkelon 1, for Gath 1, for Ekron 1. and the golden mice, according to the number of all the cities of the Philistines, belonging to the five lords, both of fenced cities and of country villages, even unto the great stone of Abel, whereon they set down the ark of the Lord, which stone remaineth unto this day in the field of Joshua the Bethshemite. And he smote the men of Bethshemesh, because they had looked into the ark of the Lord. Even he smote of the people 50,310 men. And the people lamented, because the Lord had smitten many of the people with a great slaughter. And the men of Bethshemesh said, Who is able to stand before this holy Lord God? And to whom shall he go up from us? And they sent messengers to the inhabitants of Kirjath-Jearim, saying, The Philistines have brought again the ark of the Lord. Come ye down, and fetch it up to you.
Amen.
Amen.
1 Samuel 7.
Okay.
Thank you for sharing 1 Samuel 6 with us, Auntie Carrie. Did we lose somebody? Maybe Auntie Carrie. All righty. All right, let me go ahead and do a roll call and we'll wait until Auntie Carrie comes back here. There she is. All righty, let me do a roll call. I'm just going to call the names and then I'm going to say good evening to everyone. So Auntie Carrie, Auntie Dot, Loretta, Sister Shirley, Mother May, Hubert, Daniel, and myself, Angela. Good evening, everyone.
Good evening.
Good evening.
Good evening.
Welcome. We're going to jump right on into our program as we kind of starting a little late this evening. Thanks for your patience. Just go ahead and welcome everyone to the Nellum Family and Friends Walking with Jesus weekly program. We are a family gathered together to give God honor and to praise his holy name. Amen.
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 Amen. Righty. Well, I will be opening the prayer in the absence of Auntie Betty if she's not here today. So if you will bow your head. Father God, thank you for this opportunity to gather together and unite as a family to give you honor and praise, Father God. We ask that you come into our presence, Father God, and allow the Holy Spirit to illuminate within each of us as we share your word, Father God. We don't take your word lightly, Father God, so we know that there is a message that you have for us today that will allow us to walk through the week, Father God. And we know that when we earn that word from you, Father God, that it's our responsibility to share that word throughout our week and with the people that we come in contact with, Father God, in order to spread that gospel. So, Father God, we just ask for our open hearts, open minds, and open ears to receive your word in today's session. In Jesus' name I pray, amen.
Amen. Amen.
Right. We're going to start off with our worship song, and it's one of my favorite singers I have listened to in a long time. The title of the song is Be Still, and it's by Travis Green.
If you want everybody's moving.
Everyone is going somewhere. With everything they're trying just to make it to a place where I am not there. But when the northern is over, still small, I'm sure we're here. I hope that you believe me when I tell you I will handle all of your care. Just wait on me. Be still and know that I am God. Be still and know that I am God. Just trust and know that I am God. And I'm in control. I am still God.
Thank you.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
We have to be true. We have to wait on God. We have to wait on Him.
Amen.
And just keep that trust and belief in Him. Why? Because He's in control. I love that song. Amen.
Amen.
Alrighty. Well, Mabel, let's go ahead and get into our Bible verses or teachings that we have to share with everyone this evening. Of course, if you don't have any good news, just say pass when I get to your name. Let's start with Sister Shirley.
Yes, I'm coming from Luke, the 24th chapter, starting at verse 1. Now upon the first day of the week, very early in the morning, they came unto the sepulchre, bringing the spices which they had prepared, and certain others with them. And they found the stone rolled away from the sepulchre. And they entered in, and found not the body of the Lord Jesus. And it came to pass, as they were much prepared, perplexed thereabout, behold, two men stood by them in shining garments. And as they were afraid, and bowed down their faces to the earth, they said unto them, Why seek ye the living among the dead? How he is not here, but he is risen. Remember how he spake unto you when he was yet in Galilee, saying, The Son of Man must be delivered unto the hands of sinful men, and be crucified, and the third day rise again. And they remembered his words, and returned from the sepulchre, and told all these things unto the 11 and to all of the rest. Amen.
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 Thank you for that reading out of Luke, Sister Shirley. Next, I go with Brother Hubert.
I'll be coming out of Psalm 119, verse 65 and 70. Test do good to your servant according to your word, Lord. Teach me knowledge and good judgment by believing your command. Before I was afflicted, I went astray, but now I obey your word. You are good, and what you do is good. Teach me your decree. Though the average has smear me with lies, I keep your precepts with all my heart. Hearts are callous and unfeeling, but I delight in your law. It was good for me to be afflicted, so that I might learn your decree. The law from your mouth is more precious to me than 1,000 of pieces of silver and gold. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you for that reading, Hubert, out of Psalms 119. And next I have Auntie Dodd. Do you have any good news to share this evening?
Yes, I'm coming out of John chapter 12, verse 11 to 20. Because that by reason of him, many of the Jews went away and believed on Jesus. On the next day, much people that will come to the feast when they heard that Jesus was coming to Jerusalem, took branches of palm trees and went forth to meet him and cried, Hosanna, blessed is the King of Israel that come in the name of the Lord. And Jesus, when he had found a young ass, but their own, as it was written, Fear not, daughter of Simon, behold, thy kingdom come, sitting on an ass coat. These things understood not his disciple at the first, but when Jesus was glorified, then remember that these things were written of him, and that they had done these things unto him. The people thereof that were with him when he called Lazarus out of his grave and raised him from the dead, bear record. For this cause the people also met him, for that they heard that he had done his miracles. The Pharisees thereof said among themselves, "Deceived, how you have prevailed nothing. Behold, the word is gone after him." And there were three Greeks among them that came up to worship at the feast. Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Amen.
And thank you, Auntie God, for that reading out of John 12. I will go next, and I'm coming out of Mark 4. I'm reading out of the NLT Bible, and the title of the parable of the farmer scattering seed. Once again, Jesus, give me just a second. Once again, Jesus began teaching by the lake shore. A very large crowd soon gathered around him, so he got into a boat. Then he sat in the boat while all the people remained on the shore. He taught them by telling many stories in the form of parables, such as this one. Listen, a farmer went out to plant some seed. As he scattered it across his field, some of the seeds fell on a footpath, and the birds came and ate it. Other seeds fell on shallow soil with underlying rock. The seed sprouted quickly because the soil was shallow. But the plant soon wilted under the hot sun, and since it didn't have deep roots, it died. Other seeds fell among thorns that grew up and choked out the tender plant, so they produced no grain. Still, other seeds fell on fertile ground, grew, and produced a crop that was 30, 60, and even 100 times as much as had been planted. Then he said, anyone with ears to hear should listen and understand. Later, when Jesus was alone with the 12 disciples and with the others who were gathered around, they asked him, what did the parables mean? He replied, you are permitted to understand the secret of the kingdom of God, but I use parables for everything I say to outsiders, so that the scripture might be fulfilled. When they see what I do, they will learn nothing. When they see what I say, they will not understand. Otherwise, they will turn to me and be forgiven. Then Jesus said to them, if you can't understand the meaning of this parable, how will you understand all the other parables? The farmer plants seeds by taking God's words to others. The seed that fell in the footpath represents those who hear the message, only to have Satan come at once and take it away. The seed on the rocky soil represents those who hear the message and immediately receive it with joy. But since they don't have deep roots, they don't last long. They fall away as soon as they have problems or are persecuted for believing God's word. The seed that fell among the thorns represents others who hear God's word, but all too quickly, the message is crowded out by the worries of this life, the lure of wealth, and the desire for other things, so no fruit is produced. And the seed that fell on good soil represents those who hear and accept God's word and produce a harvest of 30, 60, or even 100 times as much as had been planted. Amen?
Amen.
Amen.
All righty. Next we have Daniel. Do you have any good news you would like?
And I thank God for waking me up today. Everybody else. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen.
Next I have Mother May
I'm coming from Romans 13:1-7. A word to the revolutionary. Throughout time and history, people have devised schemes of effective change in the existing order. Most often, revolutionaries harbor poison resentment against the power that be and dream of envision how things might be. Therein is the tragedy of a revolutionary. The revolutionary error in that he called for an impossible possibility. He is unaware that he called for a revolution that can be effected only by Jesus Christ, for he alone overcomes. Such a revolutionary would call for the forgiveness of sin, for the pardon of wrong, and the existence of evil. Most often, the revolutionary effect hate and insecure. The conflict in which the revolutionary is in means cannot be represented as a conflict between himself and the existing power, but rather a conflict of evil with evil. Even the most radical revolution can do no more than pit what exists against what exists. Everyone must submit himself to the governing authority, Romans 13:1. This simply means to withdraw and make way without resentment. All principality and power and dominion are subject to the provider of God. Let every person be subject to the power that exists, for we are not competent enough to change the order of things. No revolution, however radical, which takes place within the realm of history can ever be identified with the plan of God. In that plan, the total of human involvement is dissolved. God is their beginning and their end, their justification and their condemnation. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Thank you, Mom, for that reading. Next, I have Trustee Perry. We didn't get to Auntie Gary.
Is she here?
Auntie Gary.
Oh, okay. I was reading Psalm 133. Behold, how good and how pleasant it is for brethren to dwell together in unity. It is like the precious ointment upon the head that ran down upon the beard, even Aaron's beard, that went down to the skirt of his garment. As for the dew of Hermon, as the dew that descended upon the mountain of Zion, for there the Lord commanded the blessing, even life forevermore. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Randy, thank you for that reading. I take carry out of Psalm 133. Alrighty, well, that concludes our round for this evening. Loretta is on the call, but she is a listener. So let's just move right along. We're going to go to our sick and shut in prayer. I know we're adding Loretta to the list. Are there any other names we need to add?
I talked to Jackie yesterday, so she's doing good. So she, you can take her name off.
Okay, all right. Any other updates? All righty. If you bow your heads for this sick and shut-in prayer, please. Father, as you know, as you are the one, and we, your servants, we pray, oh God, above to heal and support Hazel Nellum, Auntie Wileen, Kamisha and Sylvia Ball, Uncle Willie Williams, Brian Tompkins, Loretta Simmons, Tremar Green, and Joseph. We ask that you destroy any sickness that is, was, and will ever be in their body in Jesus' name. We pray that thereafter you rejuvenate his or her mind, body, and soul, that he or she may be granted the strength to function in all areas of their lives. And they shall stand before you, O Lord, and they shall pray and raise their voice in thanks to you. We glorify your mighty deed, Father. We need you, and we need your divine intervention in their lives. We need you to empower our bodies with holy presence in your arms to envelop our minds to soothe this pain. We shall not buckle for the strain, and when it is a new day, our healed body will be a representation of your power. We thank you, your holiness, for such attention to our lives. In Christ Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen.
All righty. Let's move on around to our birthdays. I can't believe it's the end of the month. It seems like it just started. But we're looking at March 28th through April the 3rd, I believe. Yes. Yes, April the 3rd. I have my daughter Keisha's birthday on the 29th, which is tomorrow, and my grandson Jabbar's birthday on the 31st. Are there any other birthdays this week? Well, it looks like I have Danny Man to sing the birthday song.
Amen.
I tell you what. Okay. I got it. It's going to be quick, though. No, I got it. You ain't me. Okay. Being in March of March. There's a lot of birthdays. You're not the only one. So it's March Madness Day. Happy birthday to you.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. I hope the Spirit be working on you, don't it?
Can I go?
Oh, boy. It's so cool. Amen. Amen. Yeah, that was the shortest one I've ever heard. All right. Thank you, Daniel, for acknowledging the birthday for next week. Now we go ahead with our last round table. An opportunity to share any testimonies, poems, or songs, or you may pass. I'm going to go ahead and start with Auntie Dot.
Okay.
Okay. Sister Shirley.
I pass.
Okay. Auntie Carrie.
I pass.
Gilbert.
I pass.
Daniel, do you have anything else you want to say? That was loud and clear.
Wouldn't I tell you?
Mm-hmm. And next is Mother.
Pass.
Oh, I I do not have anything else to share, so we're going to move right on along. Next week, we have any volunteers for the opening prayer? You know what? I'm going to put Auntie Betty back on there just in case.
Okay.
Amen. What about the closing prayer? Do we have a bunch for that? A volunteer for the closing prayer. Was that you, Auntie Carrie?
Yes.
Okay. And then we also
at the same time.
Huh?
I thought that was speaking up at the same time.
Okay.
I'm good.
All right. Okay. Nancy Carrie, you are going to do the First Samuel 7, correct? Auntie Carrie?
Yes.
Okay, all right, thank you. All righty. Okay. So we got that all assigned for next week. I want to thank all of our volunteers. It's definitely great to hear thoughts and different versions from different people. So that's why we include you guys, and we appreciate you volunteering. Next, we're going to go ahead and go into our closing prayer led by Mom. And then the next you will hear is the worship song, You Can Have My Heart by Chandler Moore. Go ahead.
Lord God, help us to discern your word and help us to be able to understand it and the wisdom to know what we must do. Thank you, Father, for everybody that come on this line tonight. Give them grace, give them mercy, and help us, Father, to be able to get something from each service that we have and to apply it in our lives as we go through life. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
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 Amen. Amen. Thank you.
And we can thank God for all that he does in our lives. We are never alone. He is always with us. He replenished us every day so that we can continue to be inspired and that he protect us as we leave. In Jesus' name we pray, amen. I will continue to play this song. If you would like to continue to hear it, you are welcome to stay. So everyone, please have a safe and blessed week. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Heart is yours forever. Heart is yours forever. Yes, it is, yes, it is. Heart is yours. Even the parts I don't like, heart is yours. Even the parts I try to hide, heart is yours.
every room belongs to you.
Good night.
Hello.
Yes. I'm feeling a little bit better.
Did you take anything?
Huh?
Did you take anything?
I'm on ginger ale, orange juice. Icy hot heat pad. I don't know. I'm trying everything. Tori just went to the store.
Would you tell her to get you some Gatorade?
Yeah.
And you took the Tylenol?
And ginger ale. Huh?
Would you take the Tylenol?
I took the ibuprofen. I don't have Tylenol.
Okay.
Yeah. But I stopped taking it because it wasn't helping the pain, so I stopped taking the pills and just rubbed down with the heat, and then put the heat pad on me. Pills wasn't working.
Okay. Sometimes, did you try the ice?
Icy hot. It's a. It's like a Bengay.
Oh,
and
okay.
That seems to be working, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, that seemed to be working.
I'll just feel better.
All right, thank you. Thank you, Angela.
Don't know, baby. We'll talk to you later in the week,
honey. I can't hear you.
We'll talk to you later.
He said we'll talk with you later.
Okay, I love you all.
All right.
Good night.